What I don't know can't hurt me. That seems to be something that, you know, some kind of live by. And in some cases, it's true. In others, it's not. It really just kind of depends on the situation. Sometimes not being aware, not knowing what something is capable of can certainly hurt you. So I can't say that that is always a true statement. Take, for example, youth. Yes, we've all been there. We've all been young idiots at one point or another in our lives. And I am not afraid to say that. I say it to my kids all the time. Because I think we need to understand that there are points in our life where we are not very well informed. We are learning things. We're always learning things. I hope when I am 60-something, I look back on my 30s and I go, I was a fucking idiot. I do. I hope I've learned that much more, that is how I feel. And because you can be that much better of an individual if you have more information and more knowledge. I hope for the most part, I don't look on myself as in that harsh of a way, but I hope I look on it going, you know, I'm so much more wiser now. I make wiser choices, wiser decisions. Not that they're all really that bad now, but I'm just hoping to continue to grow and continue to learn, something that you certainly need to do when you are a teenager. Especially when a Ouija board comes into the conversation and somebody says, hey, should we bring it out and play? If you know nothing about a Ouija board, other than they're kind of spooky and I think they kind of summon ghosts, or nothing at all, just like that thing has a bunch of letters on it. Is that like another way that we can play Scrabble? There's a lot of folks that are in that camp that think maybe this is Scrabble. There is. They don't really realize what exactly is about to go down. So what you don't know in that case can hurt you. It certainly does on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. We hear stories about an adult recounting a very real and dark experience involving a window shattering due to a dark entity terrorizing her and her friends in a dark room as children. And yes, it involves a Ouija board. Then spirits see a ripe opportunity to attach themselves to an individual already suffering with depression and loss. And they make that choice, again, through a Ouija board. And when your house is built on a battleground, well, what's possible? Quite a bit, it turns out. What I don't know won't hurt me. You probably want to make sure your house wasn't built on a battleground. Yes, that is something to look up. Just that is information that could be valuable. Got some great stories for you today. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, an EPP bonus episode number 308. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. You ever look back on childhood memories specifically of the paranormal or something you can't explain, something you look back on and you go, did that happen that way? Because I sure as hell remember it happening that way. Memories are a tricky thing. We are literally reconstructing them with the data that our minds hold every time we pull them up. It's not like a videotape, as much as it seems like it may be. It is not. So it can be screwed with, which is interesting. If you really study up on that, that's a whole other subject. Anyway, in my opinion, the older the memory, the younger you are when you have it, I think sometimes the more difficult it may be to accurately pull that up in full context. Not to say that things don't happen in younger years by any means, because they certainly do, but I think it may get more difficult. An example I would have is when I start thinking about times back to like early teenage years, I can pull that up really, really accurately and fast. Almost anything I'm thinking of, I can pull it up and I can go, this is pretty accurate as to what happened. In our next story, we hear about someone in those years, in those teenage years, those years where those memories start to become very accurate. Yeah. The times where everything seems to be kind of working in full order. And when you think back, you can certainly tell what is factual, what is not, what is kind of an overreaction, what is not an overreaction. And this story involves a bunch of girls at a sleepover playing with a Ouija board, and something terrifying does happen, and all still recount it the same to this day. So scary. Some of them went home that night because they could not handle it, and I don't blame them. This is that story. Take a listen. I submitted a story back in October on the episode called Be Afraid. I want to start with a follow-up to that story by clarifying that while the sleepwalking episodes were happening, I was aware at the time of being possessed or controlled by something. I knew that I was a passenger in my own body, being controlled like a sock puppet by something unseen. At the time, being a child of 10, the only thing I could come up with was that it was aliens. Ridiculous as it sounds, it made sense to my young brain. I did not realize until almost a decade later that it was obviously an entity. As Jenny pointed out, it was likely the white lady, or whatever the hell that really was. I'm unsure if it took that form to appear non-threatening, or if it was an honest image. Whatever it was evil. I knew it was evil from the first time it came to me. The frequency of the sleepwalking episodes decreased over time and stopped entirely by my 11th birthday. I had more than a year of peace, blissful, paranormal peace. That peace came to a crashing end at a friend's 13th birthday sleepover party on October 30th of 1998. It was a Friday, 8 hyper, squealing, shrieking 12 and 13-year-old girls. What could possibly go wrong in such an emotionally charged environment? Despite my early terror, thanks to the white lady, I absolutely loved Halloween. My friend, having a birthday the day before, also loved Halloween. Her mom was very lax when it came to rules, and the plan for the night was a marathon of horror movies and junk food until we all passed out. It started off as it was supposed to, with us girls all watching Scream and Scream 2. Around 12:45, my friend, the birthday girl, had an idea. She pulled a Ouija board out from the top of the coat closet. All the other girls got excited and quickly ran up the stairs and into my friend's room. I was not excited and had no intention of going up there. My friend hollered down the stairs for me, and the rest of them rushed down and ensured I had no choice in the matter, poking and prodding and shoving me up the stairs, calling me a wuss and a wimp and telling me not to be a sissy. As we all got up to the room, the door was shut behind me and they began lighting candles. The board was on the floor. The seven of them were excitedly chattering and giggling as they surrounded the board, sitting cross-legged upon their knees as the lights were turned off. I plopped down in a beanbag chair under the window on the far side of the room. I scowled and crossed my arms, trying to look tough. Inside, I was scared. Nothing good would come of this. With so many enthusiastic girls, there was not enough room for everyone to touch the planchette. They were all talking too fast and too loudly, trying to make sure the questions they wanted to ask were asked. I cannot tell you exactly what they asked or what the board said. It was probably stupid questions about boys and future husbands. I had my eyes closed and was reciting song lyrics in my head to drown out the noise, and I knew there were exclamations, some curse words, and accusations of who was moving the planchette. I pretended I was not in the room and that I had no idea what was going on. Or I did, until the candles started fluttering. Some of the girls let out a shriek, and I opened my eyes to see what was happening. The dozen or so candle flames were fluttering in all directions as if someone was blowing on them, and then they were fighting to stay lit. Whatever was happening on the board, the girls all took their hands away from the planchette and screamed. The planchette skittered across the board onto the floor a couple of feet away. No hands had been on it near it at the time. No one kicked it. More shrieks and a few more curse words. My heart began beating extremely hard and amazingly fast. I took my fingers out of my ears and yelled, "What did it say?" But none of them would even look at me. Several of the candles blew out. A small dark shadow then seemed to materialize out of the planchette and shot straight up to the ceiling. Half the girls did not seem to see it. The other half fell backwards or shot up off the floor and backed away screaming. The shadow crawled across the ceiling like an upside-down cat. It swirled around in an almost drunken manner for a few seconds as if it could not decide which direction to go, then shot across the ceiling towards me. I screamed in terror and tried to get out of the beanbag chair, but those damn things are not easy to launch out of. I fell forward as the window behind me, right above the beanbag chair, shattered. Shards of glass littered the floor around me. Pieces were in my hair, and I had a small cut on the back of my leg. All this happened in maybe a minute. My friend's mom charged into the room, wanting to know what the hell was going on, why we were screaming, and what that noise was. All the girls that had seen the shadow were crying, including me. I laid on the floor, terrified and crying. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 308 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our program, you want to keep us on the air, and you want to get 308 bonus episodes in their entirety, then become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call them. Just go to ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. When you do that, you can binge away on 308 exclusive episodes made only for EPPs. These are not released to the public. These are just for our supporters, jam-packed with our best ghost stories. On top of that, you get access to commercial-free episodes of our regular show, the regular weekday one, but you get them weeks before everybody else, so you get advanced episodes ad-free as another thank you. You also get our ebook. You get our audiobook, too. Both about $15 if you bought them through Audible or Amazon. They're bestsellers, and you get that, too. We throw that in. It's all part of the $5 a month. So you get a lot of stuff right away for just being an EPP, plus, you know, just the satisfaction of knowing you're helping to support a small business and a small family live and keep working and stay on the air, because this is our job. This is what we do. We love it, and we hope you guys appreciate it and enjoy it too. We just ask for, you know, basically what it costs for a cup of coffee from you once a month to stay on the air. And in exchange, you get basically hours and hours and weeks and months of our work. So if you like the show, please support it. Go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories and help keep us on the air. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.